Prophecy update. Every week we scour the news and we try to find something that corroborates centuries-old Bible prophecies. A lot of what we find is in the realm of technology because we're the generation that is seeing this explosion of technical knowledge that makes what John saw on the island of Patmos possible. He saw a time when everyone would be identified by a mark in them or on them. We'd conduct all of our business that way. And at some time in the future, after that system was in place, the man we know as the Antichrist would use that system to cause people to swear allegiance to him. Otherwise, he'll cut you off financially. You won't be able to buy or sell anything in that world economy. And so a lot of the news we find is about that because we're that generation, the first and only generation to ever see these things happen. Now, it used to be, even just a few years ago, people would think, well, how are they going to force people to take this technology and to use this technology because it's so invasive and, you know, it violates our privacy. And the truth is what we're finding out is people will volunteer for this. They want this. And there's not going to be a problem with getting people to go along with it. On June 10th, realtimes.com posted an article. It was titled, "Biometric payments are top option for security-conscious shoppers, survey finds." And here's the article. "Paying for goods and services through fingerprint, palm, and iris scanners is the most popular future technology choice for security-conscious shoppers, according to new research from WorldPay, the global leader in payment processing. One in every two people surveyed stated they would like to have biometric payments, such as fingerprint, palm, or iris scanners, far outweighing the popularity of emerging mobile technology options." In other words, they want to have some kind of biometric scan that's on you, your fingerprint, your iris, or your palm print, something you already have, rather than a device like your smartphone or a PIN number or something like that. Ron Khalifa, deputy chairman at WorldPay, said, "Retailers can help drive mass adoption of new payment technologies by challenging existing shopping behaviors and, most importantly, making a compelling case for new payment methods that consumers will understand and buy into." In other words, they're going to force you to do this. That's sales speak for the fact that sooner or later, that's the only way you're going to be able to buy or sell anything. It's interesting, he says, to see the public considering options such as biometric payments, a science that they may have seen in sci-fi films or on TV, which suggests familiarity and visibility of new payment technologies is crucial in moving usage from tech-savvy enthusiasts to the wider public. Our research showed that 3 of 4 of us shop on autopilot using cash, card, and paying online, so the industry needs to take greater steps to challenge these behaviors. Again, they're going to force you to use these payment methods. Now, one prophecy site I frequent commented on that article saying, "There's no need to force 666. Consumers are ready for biometric payments right now." Now, I'm not saying that these technologies are the dreaded mark of the beast. In fact, I tell you each time we talk about this, they are not. Technology itself is not the beast. Any more so that when Social Security numbers first came out, people were afraid that that was the mark of the beast because you'd have a personal identifier. It's not the system. It's not the technology. It is that future time in the middle of the Great Tribulation, 3.5 years into it, when the world leader we call the Antichrist steps forward and says, "I demand that you swear allegiance to me, and to make you swear allegiance to me," those of you who are alive in the tribulation, you're going to have to you won't be able to buy or sell anything unless you do that. And it's going to be a big turning point in the Great Tribulation. Now, we are not going to be in the tribulation. We're not going to see the tribulation because we understand the Bible to teach that Jesus is coming first to resurrect and rapture the church in an imminent event pre-tribulation, before the tribulation begins. But when we see these things happening, and happening more and more rapidly all the time, it can't help but excite you to understand that we are living in the last of the last days predicted by the Bible. The conference I was at a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about how 25 and 30 years ago, we were excited about the coming of the Lord, and none of this kind of stuff was even happening. We thought it might one day happen, and now it's here. It's upon us. And so the most important thing for people is that they get ready for the rapture of the church. And if you're not ready, you need to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.